Hey there, big gay sex show listeners. We're back, and guess what? We've got to hurry through because once again, Ouija's throwing me over for an orgy. Ugh.
Yep, there is.
Why?
New flavors at the Baskin Robbins.
Our friendship is important, he says. Why won't you record with me? And I say, okay, let's record. He's like, I've got an orgy in half an hour.
That's right.
I need 10 dicks right now, or 10 holes, or five of
a combination,
each,
you know,
yeah.
Six of this, half a dozen the other.
Exactly.
Whatever it takes.
Actually, my that reminds me. This morning, I had to go to Walgreens and sit there and wait for a prescription for my mom, and she kept texting me, like, clarifying stuff that, like, is already done. And I text her back, and I said, I said something like, I already know how many eggs make six. She's just like, what? But
funny.
No, actually, well, it's not. And
it's
it fell flat, and now I feel stupid, and it's all
and
your
again,
fault.
Again, he feels stupid because he did this on live air.
On live air. Something like that, right? I could edit it out, but I'm not going to because I'm too fucking lazy to edit anymore.
He's like, no, I want to be exposed as a gooner.
Yeah. Oh, I wish. Oh, I tried to get so we've been revamping our Patreon as we do from time to time, not only adding new incentives and some new tiers and all that good stuff.
Tiers
in a good way.
Oh.
Tiers are not enough. But view page. So I created new banners for us and some new artwork and stuff like that. But then I got to the point, I decided, well, let's try to do a new Big Gay Sex Show website because I've been wanting to help, you know, add some sponsors and stuff like that. And I just, our old site was kind of boring. Big Gay Show. Yep, that's me. Can't fucking type. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness. So, he's having a day, folks, so let me just take over for a bit.
Nope. So here we go. Anyway, so I went to add new banners.
Wait a minute.
What? Matt and Ouija recommend Bader Bomb. That's right.
We do. And DHM?
Yeah, it's Desert Heat Magazine.
Well, I realize that, but do you realize who's on the front?
Yeah, specifically used that cover of our dear, dear friend Felix Lewis.
All right, Felix.
Who looked like a really hot whore at that time. Anyway, I created this fabulous banner for us, and of course, the new site doesn't fucking show
it. Support banners.
Anyway, but the banners, I kept arguing with, okay, so I actually used ChatGPT to create this one because I was just like, we need a good... It got PO'd at me because I kept using the word goon. And they're like, this breaks our rules. It is too sexual. We cannot goon with you. It's like, fuck you. Just write it. Just write it. And I said, oh, but it's meant to be humorous. And they're like, okay. And then they wrote it. So, yeah. Anyway. Huh. So,
I want to goon with you all night.
Hey, you know what? We should write that into a song.
Goon until the sunlight.
Of course, they'd probably kick it back and go, oh, that's too sexual.
Goon.
Anyway. Hey, welcome to the Big Gay Sex Show, the Daddy Years, the podcast that tells you everything you ever wanted to know about gay sex.
And everything you still don't.
And everything that's not really funny, but I tried to be funny because I was the funny
hilarious.
One. Yeah.
He's the funny one.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Ouija, the ball-busting butt... Baster of Butterland.
Buttonland, yeah.
Huh.
Ball busting baster.
Wow. Buttonland. How much gold could a woodchuck
I
chuck?
I tried. Hey, we did that one last time, and it's a woodcuck. So, anyway.
Hello.
But,
hello,
yeah. And all that other good
we
stuff.
We love you.
Hey, let's talk about Patreon real quick, which offers listeners a way to support creators like us and receive awards not open to the general public, like special podcasts, videos, books, and other things, and all sorts of fun stuff, including shirtless pictures of Ouija, and if you're at a higher tier, some other pictures of Ouija. Anyway, Yeah, as well as our access to our vintage podcast archive of 2007, when you can hear when we were young, dumb.
Young, dumb, and still full of cum.
Because now we're daddies, and back then we were laddies. I don't know. Anyway, hi. For as little as a dollar a month, go over to patreon.com/BGSS.
Yes, do that. We want to thank our current patrons and welcome our newest patrons.
Yeah.
Thanks to John.
We'll all quit, anyway.
Clayton, for being our most active Patreons this time.
And we want to welcome our free patrons, and we want to let you know that we are redoing our Patreon incentives, etc., like I said.
And that's not all.
TikTok? What is that?
TikTok. TikTok, and you don't stop.
Oh, okay. So that we'll put that on topics. Hey, let's. I want to give a shout out to Gopher Daddy.
Gopher Daddy.
I actually was thinking about him yesterday. We got an email from him today, just saying, "Hey, I'm doing okay."
So you put it out in the universe, and he caught it.
Yeah. Well, I often wonder if I put it out in the universe and then it happens, or if I pick up that it's about to happen from the universe. Yeah. But one or the other, it happens a lot.
Hmm.
So, anyway, we already talked about
that. You know why that happens a lot? Because this is all an illusion.
Here we go. You just wanna fuck Keanu Reeves. So... would you fuck Keanu Reeves?
I probably would love to go out with him and like just have a really great night. And if sex happened, it happened. But I think he'd be a fascinating person to like really talk in depth with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think he's actually a really neat guy.
Such a kumbaya kind of personality, and such a Buddhist and Stoic-y all in mixed into one.
But he's also, like, you know, a really good guy. He's, like, donating to great charities. He loves animals. He's funny.
You think they're going to replace him soon? Like they did with the other one?
What?
Okay, so, like, folks, I don't know how many of you are watching
again.
All the crazy.
Oh,
but,
my God.
Yeah, no. Oh, God, the pet detective.
Pet detective? Oh.
The mask.
Ace Ventura.
Yes.
Mark Grubb? No. Sorry, he's hot. Jim Carrey.
Yeah, Jim Carrey, they're all swearing, has been replaced with a likeness.
You know, I think that poor guy just went off the deep end and clawed his way back. And
Who knows?
He's because he kind of went nuts for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, but I'll tell you, he's beautiful. He's a brilliant artist.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually done some incredible art. Anyway.
Yes.
All right. Well, you know what? We're moving along. And we did have a little bit of listener feedback. Well, actually, this is a question that came in. And it came in very recently. Stan. Because, you know, that's...
that means anonymous.
Right. Anyway, he says, my husband wants to bring another couple into the relationship, and one of them is his ex. I can handle the idea of my partner having sex with someone else, but it's hard for me to be open to emotional commitments and with someone he used to be involved with. The ex's husband seems fine with it. He's a good guy. I don't know how I feel about any of it. I could use some impartial advice. Love the show. So.
As I chug down my coconut water.
Yeah, he's not interested in giving advice. He just wants to drink his
No, his so water. I am moistening my vocal cords for this moment.
Oh, yeah, that's
I'm
what
moistening my
it.
Throat. For some throat action.
In about an hour.
Not me. I don't blow in.
You have sucked a dick or two.
I'm like, look.
Sucked a cockatoo, as the joke goes. All right.
Anywho, so on to realness.
Yeah.
Because, you know, let's talk about real. Anyways, you have legitimate concerns, and you know, your concerns are very valid. I mean, have you had any experiences with these couple? I mean, you know, I don't really understand the bringing another couple into a relationship with a couple.
Yeah,
that's very confusing.
I've heard of a third, but.
Or do you mean just like going out more often, like friends with Benny's kind of, a couple?
Well, actually, I can say that I do know this person, and it is like legit, like another couple, like they would be like a foursome.
But a four couple?
Two couples that became a foursome.
Huh. That is very odd. I could not imagine doing that with my ex. You know what I mean?
Considering your ex.
Have you met my exes? Wow. But, no.
One of them does live in Texas. Anyway.
And the other one lives in...
Don't. Oh, God. We don't want to know.
Oh.
Don't speak
the
name.
I was talking about the first one. But anywho.
Oh.
I don't know where he is right now. Mr. Scotty.
It's probably for the better.
So... I don't know. That sounds really rough for me. And I don't blame you one bit for your concerns. I don't know how you ended your relationship with that ex. Who was on must be on good enough terms. Oh no, actually, your boyfriend ended terms with that ex. I don't know. It almost I hate to say it. It almost sounds like. Somebody's missing somebody, and
that's what I was thinking too. I was like, you know, if somebody's like, I don't know, it sounds like they want to have a relationship, but they are married to
other people.
You know, yeah.
So between two lovers,
they're just like, well, let's bring everybody into the package so that we can be together. But yeah, I don't know the ex. So
there's a couple down in Bakersfield. Where one of them, we were pretty heavy, and we got along really well, and we had really great sex, but he lived in Bakersfield, I live up here, and in Sacramento. But anyways, in the meantime, over the years, he met his partner, and they got married, and now he contacts me on a regular basis wanting to think about thruppling. I'm like, you know, it takes thruple. To think about thruple. So he makes this kind of like, it's kind of like a, you know, a mini a truth is said in jest, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, but yeah, he definitely goes on and on about trying to introduce me to the husband to see if we could thruple.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's not a great idea. That's not a cute idea.
Yeah.
And especially considering he and I have history, and it's a history that he wishes would have not been history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wishes it would have carried into today. Not so much that he was regretful of the history.
Right.
But yeah, so I mean, he keeps hinting at this and you know, it's not fair to his partner. You know what I mean?
Right.
His partner and I don't know each other well. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I have history with his husband. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. It's a very weird situation. Now, I mean, are you able to have a liaison, a little hoochie-coo with the four of you.
A good solid fuck.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if maybe that would just be enough just to kind of like wreck it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I've seen plenty of times when it's a really great experience. And it's really fun. But you realize the long-term potential is not there. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how comfortable you would be with your relationship, if it would be putting anything online if you just jumped into bed with all the rest of them. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't get it. Are you going to, like, live all together? Or are you going to have two separate bedrooms for each couple? Like,
and everybody kind of circles through.
You know, like, are you going to all be living in the same bed? Or because, you know, I've watched enough. I'm watching Naked and Afraid, finally. And I've watched enough of that to realize that, you know, sometimes it's just not a good idea, you know?
Yeah, I do love it. I used to watch Nick and Refrain just religiously.
Really?
And, oh, yeah.
Huh.
I loved it, loved it, loved it. But the truth of it is, I mean, there's really, like, three shows. You just interchange people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's the two that are going to fight nonstop. There's going to be either the man that drops out immediately, or the woman that drops out immediately. Mm-hmm. And then you have the person basically babbling to themselves all while they're scabbed up nonstop from bug bites.
Yeah.
At the end, just going, blah, 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 blah,
you know. The producers had to check on him after he fell into the fire.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's like three scenarios that could possibly happen on that show.
Right.
And by like the third or fourth season, I was like, okay, well, I pretty much knew it was going to happen.
Yeah. So. No, I actually have been enjoying that they've... Because I'm one of those people that, like, once I get into something, mm-hmm. I'm in until it's done.
Mm.
So I'm on season 14. I've been watching it for, like, 2.5 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So, but I have liked that they've had a trans man on there. They had a trans woman on there. They've had numerous gay guys, mm-hmm. and almost all the gay guys have done really well.
Yeah, isn't that kind of weird?
There was one that was like the third day, and he's like, I'm out. Yeah. I can't handle it. I'm a drag queen. And it's like, oh, that sucks. You know, you can wear high heels, but you can't deal with a couple mosquitoes. Uh-huh. Anyway, but
how about
the gay guys are usually gorgeous. I mean, they've got butts that don't quit. Anyway,
Jake Modar.
I'm not sure.
He's one of the gay guys that are on there, and he was one of the early ones. And he's gone on since to like do all kinds of fun reels and stuff like that.
Okay, I think I know who you mean. And yeah, he. Oh, okay, yeah.
He lives on a farm.
Yes, he.
And he's always got
very
chickens,
fun.
Or yeah.
He's fun.
The kinda one does that, some dirty drag.
The one
stuff.
I really got into was Dan. Yeah, he's probably after your time, but he was like, I'll have to share with you his if any of you want, just go to Instagram and look up Dan Naked and Afraid, and he'll pop up. He's just beautiful.
Is he hot?
Oh yeah,
nice.
Not only hot but hot to me anyway, but. He's one of those that, like, even after he was there for 21 days and was completely emaciated, his
and
ass was still like, boom. Yeah.
Dan, Naked and Afraid.
I tend to look at ass. Anyway, sorry. Okay, Stan. So I just have a lot of reservations about this. I think, you know, if you were going to do something like this, doing it with an ex of your current, just says trouble, but again, that's my opinion from the outside looking in.
Yeah, I think you need to take some serious
consideration.
Deeper.
Yeah. So you need some serious talks before you just say, "Oh, sure." And make sure you get an insurance policy. What? Who said that? All right. So you had wanted to talk about penis pumps.
So penis pumps.
I don't like the idea of penis pumps.
Why do you not like the idea of penis pumps?
Because I knew a guy,
yeah,
who used penis pumps,
yeah,
and claimed that he like basically broke his penis from doing that. And he did, like half his penis at the bottom got hard and the top half did not get hard.
Huh. And he's the only one I've ever heard of that had that happen. But
you can blow up blood vessels, right?
You know, all it really does is stretch you out. So I don't know exactly how you could have. I mean, maybe he had an extraordinarily, like, freakish.
Yeah, I don't know. that was just the story that he told. So.
Was that an actor friend that we knew?
Yes, it all was. Right. And it was one that he didn't need to tell that story.
Well, but he did.
And, yeah.
And so anyways, yeah, so a long time ago when I was in my teens and 20s, so a friend of mine was very into penis pumps.
Mm.
And we would regularly have like little penis pump parties.
Oh, yeah.
And so we used to like, you know, just kind of pump it for a while,
yeah.
You know, get it disfigured and then leave it alone. But, yeah, I mean, but there's a point with a penis pump that you can wear it, like, the one... So, I ran into somebody, and they're like, hey, I just bought this penis pump on Amazon. I'm like, what the fuck? You buy penis pumps on Amazon now?
Oh my gosh, and, yeah.
But if you go to any of the major stores, like Mr. S, you know, Fortrop, yeah. whatnot.
You can pay much more than pump, on Amazon anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, they can be upward of $75, right? But on Amazon, you can get them for like 20, you know? And it's a similar brand.
And on Temu, you can get... No.
Oh, anyway. God. I wouldn't want to use something like that. You get, like, a little nipple sucker.
Yeah. So, it's like, it looks bigger in the ad.
No, not actual size.
So it's your penis.
But, so, yeah. So, anyway, so... he's like, hey, I just, you know, bought this on Amazon. I'm like, what? And that's kind of reminiscing, because the friend that I used to use it with died not too long ago. So, I know.
That's sexy.
Big sexy, big time. But anyways, but yeah, so just kind of in his honor, I bought one. And I was like, wait a minute. I forgot how much I really enjoyed using a penis pump for a little bit. But here's the thing. So, you know, it stretches you out. So, I mean, essentially, I don't really think it makes you any bigger. It just stretches out what you have. So when I consider it, like, after you get done using it for, you know, I just set mine for 9 minutes because after that it starts to get funky. You know, it starts to get... Because what it does, essentially, you know what it does, right? So it takes all the lipids that are in your body, well, around your cock.
Okay.
And so when it sucks the dick up, essentially, I mean, it just brings it to full staff. I mean, like, you're hard anyway, you know? So it sucks all the blood into it, kind of stretches it out. If you do it for longer, it will bring lipids up into the shaft.
Okay.
And kind of make you look kind of like a... fatter, you know, so it'll make it thicker.
I don't need help with that.
But then if you leave it on too long, those lipids can, like, essentially give you, like, a fat tire. So, you know what a fat... some people know what a fat tire looks like. So, like a bike tire. When a bike tire blows, before it blows, it has, like, an extra little chubilescence.
Yes.
And,
and that's when you run away.
Yes, and that's the same with a chubilescence penis. You want to run away because it looks kind of funny. Looks swollen and not in a good way. But if you just use it for long enough, it gives you summer dick, you know? And those that know, and those that, you know, had, you know, warm dick.
Summer dicking happens so fast.
Warm dick in the summertime. You know, you're at your fullest, you know? You're at your lengthiest. You're at your most swollen when you're soft.
It's not cold.
Yeah. So you're hanging. And that's what a pump does after you're done. But while you're using it, I mean, it's kind of like sensory deprivation for your penis. So your penis is in the, you know, in the cylinder.
Right.
And all it's being stimulated by is just the pure suction of it. So it's like somebody's giving you head, but they never let up.
Oh.
So yeah. So I mean, so there is like a suction from like a good cocksucker, right? But you know, the thing is that you're not, you know, it's like they're never letting up, so it's not like you're getting the, you know, and the backup of it, you know what I mean?
For the blind, Ouija is his whipping head back and forth with a weird expression on his face. No wonder he doesn't give head.
They're like, oh, please don't do that. But yeah. So, anyway, so yeah, so pumps, I mean, I don't know if you've used one. If you haven't, then, you know, it's up to you. I'm no doctor, so don't take my word for it in case you do break your penis in half. But people I've known have not broken their penis from it. But you have made it fluffier and more inviting.
All right.
And exciting. So I would not suggest if you are going to use it before wearing tight pants. Otherwise, unless you want that look. You want the elephant trunk down your leg look.
So, well, yeah.
There's times for that.
Right.
But, you know, grandma's 90th birthday party is not that time.
I seem to remember one of the reasons I Al Parker, in his later years, he would get the ones that were big enough that it would suck your balls and your dick.
Oh, yeah.
And then it would make everything just look so wrong. Like...
The color of his skin, he had a beautiful, he always had a beautiful tan.
Oh, yeah.
It would always, when he'd pull that dick and those balls out of that pump, It would look like a chocolate bar. It would just be so smooth and so creamy that he pulls it out and it was just like a tan chocolate bar. And
not sure if that's a good thing or not.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but that's what I remember thinking when I was a kid. When I was younger.
I remember because he was one of the first, like, he and Mike something or other, it was an ad for old Falcon films, and it had like the guy that did the police jerk off one, and it had like several of them, but it was him and Mike somebody that they were in Timberwolves together, God, Al Parker, I just fell in love with him so hard. Honestly, I think I jerked off to that bifold, trifold, whatever it was, so many times. Anyway,
Anywho.
Yeah, so speaking of pumps and dicks that look
pumps
all
and dumps.
Creepy and everything, let's talk about a lovely trend that apparently Fox News or whatever thinks is new. It's called ball maxing. So they decide to put, you know, the looks maxing, and they said, let's put maxing on it, and then people will think that it's a new thing.
Oh, I know. You put maxing on everything. There's a couple of, like, really inappropriate words that they just put maxing on the bottom, back of, and it's like...
How about next will be bottom maxing, or top maxing?
I think there is bottom maxing.
Well, there is, but we don't call it that. We call it hot dog down a hallway. You know, nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, so apparently there's a lot of guys that think that they need to be hyper-masculine, and they're shooting their scrotes up with saline to make their balls really fucking huge. Now, some of them think that they were actually shooting it into the testicles, which I don't know how the fuck that would work. That sounds like you're going to get some serious fucking problems. But the saline, shooting that in the balls.
In the ball sack.
That has been going on since, like, well, I guess ever since they had saline and needles. Because I remember seeing a couple old movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, that had that type of thing in it. So.
Yeah. No, I mean, so ball maxing, yeah. I get it. I mean, these guys, like, think that, you know, when they see a bull whose balls are, like, nearly hanging to the ground, that somehow makes that bull more masculine than other bulls. But, and same with, like, you know, when you see, like, guinea pigs and hamsters and stuff like that, they got the giant whole ass cojones, you know? But, I don't
or,
really...
Or if you're watching Naked and Afraid, you don't get to see the man balls, but you get to see the warthog balls, and then you get to see him eating it, and they're like, oh, it exploded in my mouth, and I'm like, gay! Anyway.
Anywho.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, that's always a fun time. But, I mean, I'd be less concerned about, you know, ball maxing and more about scrotox. You know what I mean? To let them hang.
Yeah,
I would think it would be more, I don't know, maybe more masculine if they were hanging more than they were just fat.
I don't know. Okay, so real talk here.
Real talk. You got
some fat balls.
Yeah, I got ginormous balls.
I got some big balls, and of course, my hang low, not from the whole, you know, older. Well, you know, there's not the whole, like, it's like not the age thing where, you know, you reach a certain age, like, I don't know, 65, 70 or something. Suddenly, they're at your knees.
Oh,
but this is just life, and I have low hangers. Anyway, so I wouldn't recommend this for either of us, because, like, number one, yours are fat, so you wouldn't really be able to walk that much.
I know.
And
for me,
I'd have to, like, twist them up and... You know, I don't wear
underwear.
You'd have
to put them on your shoulder.
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody's like, sir, I think you have some, like, tumors on your back.
Yeah, I'd have to, like, hitch them up into a roll of fat or something.
Yeah. Tuck them in like a drag queen into your prison wallet.
Yeah, pretty much. Can you imagine a bitter drag queen trying to ball max?
They're like, damn, that's a meaty set of camel toes you got there.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So anyway,
but I can understand ball maxing if you are small endowed of your penis. And, I can see ball maxing because it just gives you more of a pronounced package.
Right.
Like, I mean, a lot of people are all like, when they see my package, they're like, God damn, you know? And granted, I do have a high average penis.
Yeah.
A large average penis. High average, I guess
it's
called.
But
I'm just saying that when you unveil it, they're like, oh, okay, you do have a good sized dick, but I thought it was bigger. But look at those balls. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, there you go. See? So you always got to, like, you know, when you're looking at somebody's package, you got to be like, okay, how much of that is ball?
Right. What's the whether it's steak or potatoes. Or
exactly. And you know, I love a good baked potato.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know.
I love balls. I mean, that's one of the things. And you know, it may sound silly to say, but I do. I
Matthew is a ball maxer.
I love looking at them. I love licking them.
You like smacking them?
You know, I love
quacking
holding them. I will happily be the big spoon and reach around and hold your balls while I sleep.
He's got the biggest balls of them all.
But I don't know. I don't see any reason for that. But it seems to be something that's especially hitting the Republican, like the, you know, the, and it's like on, I'm once again referencing Naked and Afraid.
Uh-oh.
When I'm like going, okay, he's coming here. I really hope that I get a woman who understands the traditional role that, you know, I'm going to be out there hunting and stuff, and she needs to be home tending the fire. And then it's like day three, and he's like, I can't do it. I gotta go home. She's like, oh my God, would you just go away?
Yeah, the women that are on that are pretty sturdy women.
A lot of them.
I'm very impressed.
And I love it when it's like some little, you know, wimpy girl. Although I will say that the whole voice thing, I'm like, if I had to listen to her voice for 21 days.
You know, and there's been several of those where I was like, whoa, I am so glad I'm gay.
and you know, I hate to say that because I certainly don't want to put women down. But
no.
It's that women have to learn to have that affected, you know, this sweet little, you know, tone.
Yeah.
And then it turns shrill. And trust me, some guys, especially in our community, got the same damn thing going on. Because if I had to listen to him for 21 days, I would be tapping out in a heartbeat. And
tapping.
I say all this knowing full well, this show is not for me. You know? Yeah. So, anyway, the other thing is on TikTok, Beefy Otter, the content creator, is telling it like it is, stating that OnlyFans is dead for most people. That is apparently, and I'm not saying we're not claiming telling it like it is. That was the post that I captured. So I don't know. Do you think OnlyFans is dead?
I don't know, honestly. Why does he claim
didn't go
dead?
Into it? He apparently. Oh wait a minute. Okay, so this was one of those pretty boys who's just like, oh yeah, it's over, it's done. You know, people don't come here anymore. Blah blah blah. And I'm like, well, maybe they just, you know, not only okay, you got the economy thing going on. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but your gas is more important.
I know.
There's free porn out there. You can skip your models, paying for your models. But there's that. There's the fact that maybe people just don't want to look at your account, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe your dick isn't worth, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I follow a couple people.
Do you?
I shouldn't. I can't, you know, I mean, no. I'm financially, I mean, most of us are in the same boat, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's tight out there. It really is. And I feel for most people, I mean, and so, yeah, I mean, I'm not on TikTok anymore or X. So, but if he's on Reels, I'm sure I follow him somewhere. But and Instagram is probably not much better than the other ones. But Instagram still seems like it's fairly in the middle.
Yeah.
Now I've heard from like several creators that YouTube has started to kind of coalesce to the right wingers, and a lot of their left leaning folks, news people, are starting to be suppressed.
there is a big thing that they are talking about with that, but again, a lot of it is algorithms and stuff like that. Because I have absolutely no problem with. I'm getting everything from the lefties. But I don't get anything from the righties because my algorithm's like, oh, bitch, we know what you like. Uh-huh. You know, you like Keith Edwards' balls.
If you follow people, just give them a look every now and then and see who's...
What I don't like is that when I have a client who is very... they help the community usually and people of color... So they are, I guess what you would consider left-leaning, but they're a nonprofit, so they don't play that game. Mm. But whenever I go on their social media to post stuff, that's when Facebook is pushing right-wing crap, like hateful bullshit. And I'm like, you do see what we post, right? Yeah. So, But everything is monetized now.
Yeah.
YouTube, you have a show on YouTube and they're like, oh, subscribers. And then you get stuff that you do, shows that you do privately on there. But you can't do the private shows, if you know what I mean. So,
What a private dancer.
I know. It's not even for money. I think I put this on here because I think Betterbaum had a new something out. Well, they have some new merch coming out. But one of the things... They have single-use Betterbaum sachet packets now, and it's like an 8-count of individual packets. It's for $10. And so if you're on the go and you don't want to take your big old Betterbaum thing, you can take packets of it now.
Hmm.
So I think that's really awesome. And then also, of course, they have the new trucker hat with the leather patch.
That's cute. That's cute. I want that.
I know you do. As soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh, he's got to get that.
Well, but see, my problem is I don't think about the hats I wear out.
Yeah.
So once I put it on, I'm like, oh, yeah, while I'm out, I'm going to go to the grocery store. And then before I know it, I got some cute little old granny like going, what the hell's on his hat?
What's Betterbaum?
But my head's so big that usually my hat... It's kind of whatever's on the front of it's usually on the top, so I usually push the cap back a bit. So
right,
most people don't see what's on the front.
So they can't see like the rooster up there, the cock.
Uh huh.
Can't
snuff the rooster. Can't you snuff the rooster?
Or the what was the one that you do the pig one?
Oh, the nasty pig.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do love my nasty pig hats, but
yeah. It's all right. Anyway, so there's some fun new stuff on the Betterbaum site. Check them out at betterbaum.com. And I got another Betterbaum here. What's that? Oh, that's a 404 not found, girl. Okay, where are we at? We're getting close to time to sign off, but we got a few more things going on. So tell us about a fun adventure that you had recently. I don't know. You've got a
question for something?
Yeah. No, I'm just asking if there's anything fun to share.
It's been a lot of work. I changed agencies, changed jobs.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of catching up and learning for a lot of stuff and then a lot of housework.
Yeah.
Because, Memorial Day's coming. And,
Is it? Is it?
That's usually the official little house party, first house party of the summer. So
that's when it is a little house party. So like whenever we go over there, when we get there, we have to like roll down a hill in the weeds, and then
oh, good God! Wow, you dated yourself.
For our
hard.
Younger people, that's a Little House on the Prairie reference.
Yeah, that's it's and yeah.
For our older people, I know you didn't get it either, but
so hey. And kids, if you ever want to fall asleep, go ahead and turn on YouTube and put on Little House on the Prairie. Because trust me, by today's standards, Little House on the Prairie will put your ass to sleep.
Oh, yeah. It was a very wholesome show. There was always like a plague or fire.
Yeah, but it was always so sedate. By today's standards, anything from Little House on the Prairie was sedate. You know, even when they were, like, fleeing a house fire, it was, like, kind of nonchalant.
Oh, yeah, and, like, when Albert was addicted to heroin or opium or something like that, and his dad got it over with him, it's like, oh, we're going to go off into a cabin, you're going to throw up for 2 days, and then you're going to be totally fine. Yeah.
So if you ever want to, like, you know, have, a really easy and free way of falling asleep, let's watch some classic Little House on the Prairie.
Just don't watch the episode with Sylvia, because it was not appropriate for little kids. It wasn't. It was horrible. All right. Well, let's go ahead and
wrap it up.
Beat your heat to Desert Meat. Check out the latest issue of Desert
Meat. Did you just say beat your heat to Desert Meat? I think it just did.
It all works. I mean, if you've seen the latest issue, there's some good desert meat there.
Desert meat.
Yeah.
It's not lizard meat, folks.
No.
It's pure mammal grade meat.
That is true. Anyway, check out your latest issue of Desert Heat Magazine. Download your free copy over at DesertHeatMag.com.
And, you know, to our boys at Bader Bomb, keep it up, because you're keeping me up.
Oh, yeah.
All night long.
All night long.
And I'm gooning.
All night.
It's not appropriate. Gooning. Appropriate. Not gooning.
BaderBomb.com. And then check out the latest sex on Blue Sky, Ryan Landers XXX, and Randy Morgan X. Check out the latest erotic writings at Chota Akate at chotaakate.wordpress.com. And, of course, you can follow Daddy Clayton over at claytonxxx.bluesky.social. And most of these links are on the new website.
Nice.
Which is still a work in progress, so be patient.
Yeah. We'll see you there, though.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. If you want to send us anything, please do. Send it to biggaysexshow@gmail.com. And you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/BGSS.
Patron.
Yes. And, of course, remember to follow us on Instagram and Blue Sky, where you can find us at BGSS. And I swear one of these days I will remember to post Instagram. Or actually, you're on Instagram all the time. I should just give that to you.
Yeah, you should.
You do a good job with that.
He loves me some Instagram reels.
I know.
I'd be really sad, though, when Instagram finally succumbs to all the political bullshit and I have to cancel them. So,
with the right algorithm. But anyway. All right. We love you, and we will catch you next time.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.